magnify Him, magnify Him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, that the Lord is good. He's rich and full of mercy. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, in all that is within me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is not through unless you're through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As long as you magnify Him and praise Him, He's going to continually come down and inhabit the praise of His people. I said He's going to continually come down and inhabit the praise of His people. Don't let the devil talk you out of praising God. Don't let the devil talk you out of worshiping the Lord. Oh, heal him, Osaka. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mark chapter 15. Two verses of Scripture. Verse 26. Verse 27. Hallelujah. Oh, don't let this leave this place. Don't let what's happening in here pass us by tonight. Everybody ought to be a part of this right now. Everybody ought to partake in this tonight. Everybody ought to say, Lord, let it happen to me. Lord, let it happen to me, Father. Lord, while it's happening to my brother, let it happen to me. While it's falling on my sister, let it fall on me. Hallelujah. Father, that Holy Ghost wall of glory that Sister Sharon Dissitel talked about, Lord, let every one of us walk into it tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mark chapter 15, verse 26 and verse 27. And the subscription of this accusation was written over the king of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on the right hand and the other on the left. Let that just sink in a minute. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on the right hand and the other on the left. Let's pray. Father, we come to you knowing right now that unless you come in this place, God, and help us, we are, God, beyond your reach. Father, meet with us here. Lord, as you've already done, do it again and again and again. Fill people with the Holy Ghost. Deliver souls from sin. Set the captive free. Lord, we will ever praise you. Hallelujah. Can everyone shout in Jesus' name? Shout it again in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Praise God as you continue to worship the Lord tonight. Praise God. I had a preacher tell me one time. He said, have you ever noticed when there's a depth in the prayer room, when you come out in the sanctuary, he said, it's just not as deep when you get out in the sanctuary. He said, people are just tired. He said, when they pray right, said it's hard for them to get into worship. I can't relate to that. I thought the measure of the temperature in the prayer room is the way you can measure the service when you came into the sanctuary. I thought if you had depth in the prayer room, you had depth in the sanctuary. I thought if you could come out of the sanctuary worshiping and praising God, you could bring it on into the house of the Lord. Come out of the prayer room, I should say. Right on in the presence of God. Come on now. I'm telling you, we ought to go ahead and make up our mind that what we got in the prayer room, we're going to bring it in here. Come on, somebody give God the praise in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, my Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. They wrote it over his head, the King of the Jews, over the top of the cross. They put the subscription, the King of the Jews. They said it was an accusation, but it wasn't an accusation. He is the King of the Jews. Beyond that, He's the King of all kings. He's the Lord of all lords. Hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. And the Bible said when they crucified Him in the midst of two thieves, between two thieves. One on the left and one on the right. I'm not preaching anything new to you tonight, but I want to preach tonight that Jesus is in the midst. Jesus is in the midst. Hallelujah. He could have been crucified on the right hand since He is the right hand of authority. Come on. He could have been crucified on the left. And when they brought men in that day in accusation, the accuser stood as opposite as it sounds. The accuser stood on the left and accused the one on the right. Hallelujah. And so he could have been known and said, I'm going to be on the left because if anybody's got a right to be the accuser, I've got a right to accuse them. But Jesus didn't do that. Jesus was crucified between two thieves. Hallelujah. Between them. Because He wanted you to understand something. That He is Jesus in the midst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care what you're facing tonight. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is in the midst still. Hallelujah. He hasn't forsaken you. He hasn't left you. And He hadn't turned you back on you. He's still the King of kings. He's still the Lord of lords. Somebody give God the praise. My Lord, He's in the midst right now. He's right here in the middle of this house. The presence of God is here. The King of kings is here. The Lord of lords is in this place. Somebody give Him the glory in this house. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, that You were willing to be crucified between two thieves, Father. I want to give You the praise, Lord, that You were willing, Lord, to be crucified between two thieves. Lord, You didn't think Yourself some great one. Lord Jesus, that You turned Your back upon us. But Father, You humbled Yourself unto death, under the cross. You laid Your life down and died that we might have victory and that we might have life, and not just life, but life more abundantly. Hallelujah. I'm telling you something. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you that He's still the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Hallelujah. Brother Shorty come upstairs tonight. And I said, Brother, I just got to talking to him. I couldn't help it. And I like to talk to him about things he's preached in the past. And I said, Brother Shorty, I said, where's that message you preached, Museum of the Kings? Hallelujah. And I said, tell me a little bit about it. Hallelujah. Tell them some about it, Pastor. I just got him back. Hallelujah. He done that to me one night. Hallelujah. I was sitting back there. I got him all fired up, telling him what we was going to do with Bible studies and all. And I was sitting about halfway in the back of the church. And he come run up to me and said, tell him what you told me. It's hard to get in that gear. Hallelujah. Tell him what you told me, Pastor. I want you to tell him about what Jesus is going to do when He comes back.
Hallelujah. Everybody love the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
Brother Talbert said He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He's not King of kings and Lord of lords. He's King of all the kings and Lord of all the lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As long as history has recorded, the greatest victory item of any conflict has always been the crown of a fallen king. For the king who defeated the fallen king to parade his crown, that fallen crown, through his city and declare him the victor has always been one of the greatest parades of all. Hallelujah. In fact, Joab told David one time, he said, we have defeated this king. You come take the crown off of his head so you can claim this victory. Hallelujah.
Are you listening to
him? So when the devil, when he conspired, when he thought he was conspiring, he was just fitting the plan to have Jesus crucified. And he thought to take the crown off the head of Jesus by defeating Him at Calvary. But he didn't defeat Jesus. Jesus kept His crown. They put Him in a tomb, but He come marching out of the tomb alive. Hallelujah. He never took His crown. Jesus never. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. They tell me today that football has a historical museum for all the great players. Baseball, basketball, colleges have a special place for all the great players.
I'm just an amateur. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Oh, but let me tell you. The devil thought he would take his crown and count him defeated. But Jesus' name was never recorded in the house of the Museum of Fallen Kings. His crown was never put on display. Hallelujah.
Woo! Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's why we can shout. That's why we can say the mountain might be high and the battle might be rough, but I'm going through. Hallelujah. Sit down, sit down. It's all right. Oh, praise God. Oh, yes. So over the years, there have been hundreds of great kings and leaders of the land. And somewhere behind the curtain of time, there has to be a Museum of Fallen Kings. Nobody knows where the Museum of Fallen Kings exists. But behind that curtain are the crowns of every king that has ever reigned from beginning until now. Hallelujah. Oh, but listen. John said, when I saw him coming, he said, I saw on his head many crowns. Hallelujah.
Why is that? Because he's the King of Kings.
He's King of all the kings.
Come on, somebody give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
We're serving the King of Kings and the Lion of Lords in this house.
You know
somebody
what?
Give him the praise in here.
You know what? Sit down, sit down. You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? When the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ get up and we get ready to go, he's going to make a turn by the Museum of Kings. He's going to sweep up all the crowds and he's going to stack them on his head and he's going to come back King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. All the crowns are going to be on his head.
Come on and give God the praise in here. You can't tell it like I can tell it. Come on. When you get a revelation, you understand he is the King of Kings and the Lion of Lords. He's Jesus in the midst. It doesn't matter what you're facing. He's the king over that situation. Somebody give God the praise in here. Oh, come on and give him the praise and the glory. He's coming back one day. I said he's coming back. I'm not going to wait till he gets here to crown him Lord. I'm going to crown him now. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to proclaim him King. I'm going to proclaim him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on and give him the praise.
Hallelujah. Sit down. Sit down just a minute. Praise God. You see this lady come down the aisle walking? She was confined to a wheelchair and could not walk. But in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God has lifted her up out of the wheelchair and let her walk.
I can't help but tell it. You can't tell it like I can tell it. Come on, somebody, give God the praise. He's King of all kings. He's Lion of all lords. You can't shout about that. You don't know how to give God the praise. He's the King of kings and the Lion of lords. Come on and love the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, Pastor. Come on and come. Oh, come on and lift your hands and give him the glory. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Oh, come on, church. You say you're trying to just get me all stirred up. You're right, I am, friend. I'm trying to get you to understand it doesn't matter what you're going through, that Jesus is King over there, that He's King over what you're facing. Come on, somebody give God the praise in here. He's Jesus in the midst. Come on, somebody give Him glory and honor. Oh, come on and give Him praise.
You may be seated. I don't remember. What was that first song Sister Penny sung tonight? Where's she at? Can you remember the line about, though I'm surrounded by trouble?
When my troubles surround me, I don't have to despair, because Lord, you told me you would be right there.
That's right.
All that come before me are thieves and robbers. Go ahead, thieves. Go ahead, robbers. It doesn't matter, because Jesus is in the midst and He can take care of it. He can take care of it. It doesn't matter if I get surrounded by every devil in hell. Jesus is in the midst. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Oh, mighty God. Come on and give God the glory. You hadn't learned how to praise God yet in the midst of your trial, because you don't understand that He's with you. He hadn't forsaken you. He's standing there in the midst of everything you're facing. Well, I feel like thieves are surrounding me. That's all right. Jesus has been there. Somebody give Him the praise in here. Come on and get your healing. Come on and get your miracle. Jesus is still in the midst, sister. He's still your healer tonight. Lay hands on her, pastor. Speak that word of healing. I rebuke that spirit of affliction out of her body. I command it to leave at the name of Jesus. The name that's above every name. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus. Jesus, heal her. Spirit of affliction, loose her body in the name of Jesus. We heal you through the name of Jesus right now. We speak healing in your body, and we make you whole through the name of Jesus and the power of our God. Come on, church. Come on. Come on. Go ahead and roll back the curtain. Get a look at every crown, because He's King over every king. He's Lord over every Lord. And He's coming back. He's going to gather up all of them one day. Come on and give God the praise. God, come on, more to die. You're going to sit back while she's getting a blessing, while she's getting a miracle. Not so. I want mine too. I want my healing. I want my miracle. I want my deliverance. Come on, somebody touch God. He's in the midst. He'll do it right now. He'll heal right now. He'll save right now. Shana Marika Talamoho. Somebody shout, don't miss the party. We're coming to her party. I said, we're going to come to your party tonight, sister, because I got some family that needs the Holy Ghost. I got some family, and I can't miss your party. If I want Jesus coming to mine, come on, somebody touch God. Give God the praise and the glory. I'm coming down to heal. I'm coming down to set free, saith the Lord. I'm coming down to make thee whole. I'm coming down to cleanse thee. I'm coming down to deliver thee. Oh, some of
It's done in the name of Jesus. It's taken care of. He's in the midst. Somebody shout, He's in the midst. Somebody shout, Jesus is in the midst. Jesus is in the midst. Say it again. He's in the midst of what I'm facing. Say that. He's standing here by me. He'll never forsake me. He'll never leave me. He'll go with me unto the end. Come on and give God the praise in here. You hadn't learned to praise God through what you're facing because you don't understand that you're not going through it by yourself. Come on, Jesus is there. He's there with you right now. He's going to help you through. He's going to press you on through this. You may be seated. My Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 6 and 1. Praise the name of the Lord. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train did fill the temple. Anybody know what a train is? Didn't you say He went by and grabbed those crowns up? He's going to go get them, isn't He? Anybody know what a train is? Let me tell you what a train is. You ain't never seen a train like this train coming. Now when you get ready to make a big train, you got to put a bunch of locomotives on front of it. And then you got to hook a bunch of carts behind it. Jesus done the same thing. You go back and read it for yourself and study it. Every time they conquered a kingdom, they took the end of that fallen king's robe and they cut the end of that robe off. And they sewed the end of that robe onto their robe. Onto their robe. Hallelujah. Help me again, Pastor. What do you call that? Is it a robe? It's a robe. I got it right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, every time they conquered a kingdom, on the king's robe, they took the end of that other fallen king's garment and they sewed it on the end of that robe. And as they added on, they called that thing a train. Hallelujah. And when the Bible says, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. He was high lifted up and His train did fill the temple. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, somebody praise Him. You're talking about victory. He fills the house with victory. He fills the house with healing. He fills the house with His glory. Somebody give Him the praise in here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You ain't saw Him yet if you can't shout. You ain't seen Him yet if you can't give Him praise. He's the King over what you're facing tonight. Oh, come on and clap your hands. Oh, la ma la 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 hosheta. I feel this. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. You may be seated. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to God. Devil, I rebuke you in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody give God the praise in here. Hallelujah. 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 Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And Jesus said, I have revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever that thou bind upon earth, it shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever that you loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of God. But in the same chapter, just a few verses down, Jesus told Simon Peter, but he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. For thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Just hang on. Rule, listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, beginning at verse 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. For every man in his own order, Christ be the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. Then cometh the end, when He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. Hang on now. The last enemy shall be destroyed is death. For He hath put all things under His feet. But when He saith all things are put under Him, it is manifest that He is expected, which did put all things under Him. And when all things shall be subdued unto Him, then shall the Son also Himself be subject unto Him that put all things under Him, that God may be all in all. Do you believe that God is all in all? Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest, Paul said, by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. And all of a sudden he said, I die daily. Boy, I know I've got a mouthful here, but hang on. Everybody hang on. Everybody hang on. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done unto the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. And then along comes Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, and says, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not you that speak, or ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaketh in you. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you when the Bible says that Jesus is going to give up all power and all authority unto the Father. That doesn't mean that Jesus the Son God's going to give up all power and authority unto God the Father that day. That's not what it means at all. And the Bible made it clear, very, very clear, when the Scripture said, when Jesus said Himself that the prophecy that He would rule thou in the midst of the enemies, and the last enemy that was going to be destroyed was death. I'm here to tell you, do you know how Jesus is ruling in the midst of His enemies? He's doing it through you today. He's doing it through the body right now. He's doing it through the body of Christ. He's doing it through the cross of Calvary in your life. And I'm here to tell you that last enemy has not been destroyed yet. It's not over yet. It hadn't been completely destroyed, but the day's coming. I said the day's coming that we're going to stand around the throne and we're all going to rejoice when He takes that devil and casts him in the lake of fire. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Somebody give Him glory in here. Jesus is in the midst. Jesus is in the midst. But He is not in the midst until you're willing to go where He went. I didn't come in here to knock the shout out of it, but I'm just going to knock the shout out of it. Jesus is not in the midst until you're willing to go where He went. And that is the reason. That is the reason that when Jesus said, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom of God, that whatsoever you bind, kingdom of heaven, that whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. He didn't say key. Anybody got keys in here? I'm not going to be much longer. Just hang on. Anybody got a set of keys in here? Praise God. Bring me a set of keys, somebody. That's it. Bring it on up here. I got one. Is that one key? That's two keys. Man, ain't enough keys for the kingdom. Bring me a set of keys up here. Hallelujah. I want a wad of keys. That man's got some keys right there. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound. You can't fool around and lose the key of prayer. You can't fool around and lose the key of worship. You can't fool around and lose the key of forgiveness. You can't lose the key of mercy. And you can't lose the key of authority. And you can't lose the key of faithfulness. And you can't lose the key of giving. And you can't lose the key of love. Come on, and let me tell you something else. If you got these keys, you got to do like Paul. You got to get up every day and go back to Calvary. Come on, somebody, give God the praise. Let's stand our feet and worship the Lord in here. Rule thou. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on and give God the glory. Come on and give God the glory in here. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Everybody say, all shall live. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. Then cometh the end. The end's coming. When He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. Now let me tell you something. Jesus isn't going to give it up to God the Father. I'll tell you when it's going to be given up. You are Jesus to this world. I said, you are Jesus to this world. You are what? The body of what? The body of Christ. Who? You know that makes the devil mad. When you go to Calvary, do you realize something? Do you realize that when you are willing to go to Calvary, that when you're willing to die, that you become the ruler over the devil? That what Jesus done to the devil, you have the authority to do. Now let me tell you something. Here's what I'm coming to. Here's what I'm coming to. Everybody speak to that mountain right now. Just listen to me. Say what I say. Mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Now, there's a difference. There's a difference. Brother Shirley, where's that other mic? Everybody, just one more time, get that other mic. Watch this. Now, when I say it, you're my Father and the Lord, aren't you? When I say, you say. Everybody else listen. Mountain.
Mountain.
Be thou removed.
Be thou removed.
And cast into the sea.
And cast into the sea.
I command you to do it in Jesus' name.
I command you to do it in Jesus' name.
Now what did Jesus say? Don't be afraid in that hour.
That's right.
For when you open your mouth to speak, I will speak for you. But if you're not willing to go where Jesus went, He's not willing to go where you're going. I got a mountain, and I want you to know something. When I open my mouth and talk, it ain't me talking. It's the Holy Ghost talking. And when I tell that devil, get out of my way, devil. Guess what? The Holy Ghost is telling that devil to get out of my way. I wonder if somebody could come down that aisle praising God and say, mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Come on. I said, I
If somebody could step out the aisle and say, mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Come on, come on. Mountain, that's it, say it in the Holy Ghost. Jesus is in the midst. Jesus is in the midst. Brother, sister, are you willing to eat His flesh and drink His blood? You willing to go where Jesus went? You willing to be laughed at, mocked at, and spit upon? You willing to be rejected? You willing to be mocked at and made fun of because you bear the name of Jesus? The Bible said they're persecuted for that name. Have the name of Jesus. Every demon is going to flee. But I'm telling you something. I've got a revelation from God. We're a bunch of hollow logs around here unless Jesus is speaking through us and for us. For He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. I've got an enemy in my soul. I've got a devil after me. And the only way I can keep him under my feet is to stay at Calvary. I've got to get up every day. I've got to die every day. I'm telling you, everybody may not have the problem that Brother Glenn White had. But I'll tell you one thing, Glenn White. I commend you in the Holy Ghost for saying I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to die because I've got to have him in my home. So, I'm going to tell you something. We wouldn't have very many members tonight. If Brother Shirley was up here, if while I preach, he fouled an axe all night. I may come back and preach about this. Just grind that axe while I preach. At the end of service, hallelujah, maybe while he was grinding that axe, Brother Troy Shirley stood over here with a long tongue with the end of it with a point and then coals of fire just heating it up. And at the end of service, I said, everybody in here, if your hand offends you, come up here because our pastor is going to chop it off. And everybody in here who has a problem with lust, come on up here because the assistant pastor is going to take the end of this rod of fire and he's going to stick it in your eyes and he's going to burn the hollow sockets out of them. Come on up here. I'm here to tell you, not too many of us would be willing to do that. But I'm telling you something about Jesus. He bore our transgressions for us. He went to Calvary for us. And all He says, all I ask you to do is get up and die. Die every day. Become a part of Calvary. We wouldn't fill this offering plate, this basket up. And I felt something to say today. I want to tell everybody in here, I'll face God with a statement. I did not know that when I came here that Sister Avis Franks had said anything about putting this out here and about people putting money. I didn't even know that's what it was for. I vow to God. I just saw it sitting there and I grabbed it up. Oh, my God. Oh, mighty God, I need you in the midst of my life. Money can't stand between me and you, Jesus. Nothing can stand between me and you. Lord, if I'm going to rule in the midst of my enemies, I'm going to have the cross on my back to do it. I'm going to have to die every day. Because if I'm not careful, I'll be just like Peter. I'll have Jesus telling me, son, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom one moment. And the next minute He'll be saying to me, you devil, you. Lord, you know what Jesus called Peter a devil? Because he got to operate in the flesh. He forgot that Jesus was able to do what He said He'd do. Jesus had already told him the way that he had to go. He had already told him he was going to lay his life down 3 days. He was going to pick it up again. But Peter forgot about it. Jesus. Lord, somebody needs the Holy Ghost in here. Isn't there a key on here for somebody to get the Holy Ghost tonight, Jesus? Lord, somebody needs healing in here. And Father, we done been to the prayer room and died. We done took part of Calvary. And Father, we want You to rule in the midst of the enemies tonight. Lord, whatever spirit that's come to harm Your people, Father, I want You to be the ruler over that. I want You to come in here right now. Lord Jesus, if somebody's here and they feel weak and they feel discouraged, Lord, there's a key on here, Lord, to heal that heart. Lord, if there's somebody here that's dying with cancer, Father, we got a key of healing cancer in here. Lord, if there's somebody here, Lord God, that's bound in oppression, Lord, there's a key that unlock that door of faith and let them walk on through the other side. Oh, God. Oh, Shadabahadabo Sotalabahaya. Won't you get ready to sing something? Want you to sing something. Want you to sing something of an invitation or whatever you feel. I want you to sing something that will make everybody in here feel that Jesus has opened the door. That Jesus has come to tell them that if I'm going to speak to your mountain, you're going to have to be a part of my cross. That if I'm going to tell that thing to let you go, that if I'm going to speak when you speak, you're going to have to go where I've been. I don't like going where he's been. My flesh doesn't like it. But I can't allow this flesh to rule me. I've got to rule this flesh. I've got to rule. I've got to be the ruler over the enemies of my soul. And I know how to do it. I said, I know how to do it. And it's through Jesus. It's through Jesus. I want you to reach over. I want you to reach over. If it's spiritually right, if it's a husband or a wife, or if it's young people, or whoever it may be, I want you to join a neighbor's hand by you. If it's friend, and ladies to lady, men to men, other than husband and wife, let's do this in the Holy Ghost. Brothers or sisters, and family. Now, Father, Lord Jesus, You are here. Now, I'm going to tell you something, church. Just keep your mind on God. The Lord spoke something to me tonight on the way to church. And the Lord said, son, He said, what I am about to do here. And I know I told Brother Shirley, I said, this statement cannot be comprehended. I can't comprehend this. And I said, me saying the natural isn't going to make a bit of sense. But because the Lord said it, it's going to make sense. The Lord said, you go tell my people that what I am about to do here is the biggest thing next to my coming. The Lord said to me, He said, you go tell my people that what I'm about to do here is the biggest thing next to my coming. Now let me give you the revelation of that. I didn't have it till I got up here worshiping God. And they got to singing that song. About having, what is it about the authority over the devil, the mountains high, the valleys low? What is it? What is it about?
Though the enemy brings war against my soul, and though a host of evil battle for control, I will not.
Though, say it one more time.
And though the enemy brings war against my soul, and though a host of evil battle for control, I will not fear, for the Lord, He is near, and His angels encamp all about me.
You know what the Holy Ghost is saying? It doesn't matter what kind of evil surrounds us. He's got angels all around that evil. And that evil can only do so much because Jesus is standing in the midst and the angels are camped around about everything you're facing. Come on, somebody, touch God. They're battling for control, Brother Shirley. They're trying to get control, but they can't have control because Jesus is standing with you. He's standing with me. He can't do anything. The devil can't do nothing because the angels are around us. And the angels say, you can't get in there. You can only have so much, and that's all you can have. That's all the evil that I will allow them to face. Now here's what the Lord said to me. Well, sing that. Let's sing that. Let's have the choir sing. That's it, man. That's it. You got it.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you what the Lord said. The Lord said, look now, you know, I want to tell you what I'm telling you. I want to tell you what I meant when I said this is the greatest thing happening next to my coming. And I said, what? People were shouting and praising and giving God the glory. And they were singing that song. And the Lord said, what is the greatest thing next to my coming? I said, Lord, I don't know. He said, my church getting ready for my coming. I'm getting ready. Sister Diane Temple, I'm getting ready. Hallelujah. Keep on praying for that sister of mine because I wanted to get the Holy Ghost, Sister Diane. I'm trying to get ready. I said, the church is getting ready. Hey, the devil doesn't like it, but we still got the key. I'm going to tell you, the Lord told me to tell you right now. He just now spoke this to me. That whatever you're facing, if you come up here, He's going to take the key and He's going to open up that door and you're going to pass on through. Come on, sing it right now.
The mountain's high, but it's not too steep, and the battle is rough, not too weak.
Come on,
Bella.
Give it all the way.
Go,
go, go. Go ahead and roll.